3979 kilocycles, 3979 kilocycles is the frequency used. This is N2IRJ. Nothing heard on 3979 kilocycles. This is N2IRJ calling CQ for the LibertyNet. LibertyNet participants. Are there any LibertyNet participants on 3979? W1WCR, K3DK, and the whole bunch. AB4 and AB3RA, M2SAG, and many, many, many others, all of the fine ilk. So let's say, let me go with this long transmission in an effort to ferret people out. I'm going to open it up and listen for any human beings out there. This is Marty, N2IRJ in Jackson, New Jersey. KDVIS, N2IRJ. I'm not able to hear you directly, but I heard you by way of our other feeds in western Pennsylvania ever so lightly. So hello there, and thanks for coming by. I don't know of anyone else on frequency. You're the very first person. Over. Well, you gave me a good overview of what's happening. That is, at least in where I can hear you. I only heard about maybe 15% of what you said, but I think you said about other available frequencies, which are clean, too. I think there's a Florida CUSO party down band a little. And I looked at the pan adapter here for about an hour, and this place is open. The only thing there was about a 30-second burst of some data transmission, and that was about 20 minutes ago, and it was gone. And it's a nice hole, so hopefully this hole will stay, and no one will try to be ungentlemanly about us having our little patch here. Speaking of patches, I'm not sure, somebody might have said something in the chat room about that, and no patch this week. I still have technical problems, and I'm hoping that you're hearing me okay, and I realize it's not reduced power, too. Back to you, VIS from IRJ. Thank you. Okay, thanks for what you said. Yeah, I think you were trying to give me a hint about what's yet to come, possibly on 39.77.7, but we're here and ready to go, and I'm in CUSA with you. WBD9BIS, this is M2IRJ, and you also let me have the ability to, how should I say, adjust the gain control properly for the static ignite. You might not have known it, but out east here, there's horrible static. If it wouldn't be for the horrible static, I probably could have about 90% coffee on you. Over. Okay, did you say that you're mostly going to be listening, or did... One second. N2IRJ again here. I was wondering, did you by chance say that you were mostly going to be listening in the LibertyNet, and you didn't want me to give you Vic your name right off the bat? Over. Okay, because I know that you're number one when it comes to having checked in. I wonder if anyone else is out there. Anybody else ready for the LibertyNet? This is N2IRJ. Now, it'll be my luck that Vic picked some other watering hole, and so maybe I'll be quiet for a few moments, but not too long. I want to make sure that we can stay here and meet, if at all possible.
Yeah, we need to have somebody here in the Midwest to strike up a conversation on an open
Roger. I just heard a tune-up carrier a little bit on frequency here, maybe 3978 or something like that. To a LibertyNet participant. So,
CR calling CQ75, calling CQ. W1WCR is standing by. From W1WCR. Calling CQ75, calling CQ75. This is W1WCR calling and standing by.
This is N2IRJ.
That's K2IRJ. Wow, good to have you on early.
Yes, yes. The whole idea was to try to preserve a frequency. I was on 3979, and it was clear for about an hour. There's like a little bit of grinding hash noise here, but it's low. We have high static crashes, unfortunately, but it might be better in other ways. I was holding the turf down there because of what happens later on, usually, with people trying to drive us off frequency. So by being up here, we won't have that problem. Probably we'll have some other troubles, though. Hi. Back to you.
Yes, yes. Usually some trouble pops up, although last week was pretty good. I was amazed that we had a clear frequency throughout the net, practically. So how
yeah.
have you been?
Right here, it sounds like someone is scratching against his microphone. Do you hear that noise?
Yes, it was a distant scratch on a microphone or something like that. Yeah, there he is. He's responding to it right now. Yes, well, if he wants to waste his time doing that, I guess he can. Anyway, how have you been there, Marty?
I'm told it's the cosmic, I think, rat chewing the cosmic universe or something to that effect. I think I got it wrong, but one of our LibertyNet friends put out that little snippet, that joke.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I'm still here on my ever-improving station, but I don't have all the bugs out, so I don't intend to participate, per se, by speaking, and I'm far from the phone patch, unfortunately, yet, too, which I really feel badly about. And anyway, I have a totally different station location back to the original room where the ham shack was, and I don't have my full amplification yet, but that's yet to come, where my power will be so much better. And I just wanted to try to get in here at least and get streaming over the internet, which we are, and try to help you find a frequency. I know how frustrating that has been sometimes in the past. So anyway, I wanted to let you know that the very first check-in was KB9VIS, and he was very helpful and very quick in responding to my call for the LibertyNet. And the only thing is, he said he kind of mostly wants to hang out in the listening mode, too. So I'll just let you know that he was there first. But if you do call for him first and there's no response, it's because he's in the listening mode. Over.
Okay, very good. Are you running your old antenna?
I'm running my old antenna, yeah, because the hurricane completely chewed up my new antenna. And so I had to sort of resurrect the old one, which is leaning a lot. But I don't know, people are kind of hearing me, but I'm not able to receive on the beverage yet. It's still all torn up. Literally half of a tree broke in half and fell on top of it. And it fell so hard and so suddenly, and it snapped stronger than a whip. I think it's maybe 12-gauge or 14-gauge stranded wire. It's real high-quality stuff, supposedly, for ham use. And it actually broke the limb off of another tree with the diameter of about 2 inches. And anyway, I've been trying to repair that damage, but have been unsuccessful so far, but I'm getting there. It seems the limbs are continuing to drop. I had it up temporarily, and I went out there just the other day, and it was down on the ground again with limbs on top in various places. The trees didn't all shed their limbs during the hurricane. They mostly did, but there's still like an aftermath effect going on, over.
Right. It's strange to have it have limbs falling that far after the event, but I guess if some of the limbs were weakened by the storm, then it could be possible that any light breeze that would come along would cause them to drop off. But I know what it's like to have trees coming down. I had a couple of winters ago, I had all my antennas except one destroyed by falling limbs and falling trees and ice. It was really something. It was the worst the worst antenna event that I ever had up here. Over.
I totally remember that event. I could tell you were going through the Dickens trying to resolve it too, and it was in stages. Even your signal, your commanding signal, I could notice at first wasn't up to its usual par, and now you're back there, and I know it must have taken a lot of hard work. With my antenna that we spent an entire week making, the LibertyNet antenna, and we made something like 500 feet of open wire line, and that wasn't easy, you know, with spreaders and everything, and you know, that thing was scheduled to be re-erected at its proper height. We were only able to get it up about 35 feet, and in theory we should be able to get it up to maybe 50 feet or so with my trees, and you know what? That never happened. It turns out that the hurricane came, and it demolished everything almost. I mean, my ladder line is ripped apart. You know about the beverage antenna. This LibertyNet, as all have been consistently recorded, though, one way or the other, we never missed a session. It's just that we didn't have, you know, the beverage on our side at the time. But now we have some things that are better than ever, like a better radio, which has a better receive audio flat characteristic, and we have, well, we're back to the vertical antenna on transmit, and I'm using it on receive, and it's not killing me like a so-called conventional vertical in terms of noise at this hour and at this location, thank heavens, but I do ultimately want to go back to your configuration where you have a dedicated antenna for receive. That's yet to come. The biggest problem tonight, static, well, I shouldn't say that. It's actually thunderstorm noise, discharges, and apparently, according to the lightning map, they're all over the place. So that's what we're giving this LibertyNet, but I think it'll be pretty darn good anyway. It won't be the worst by far. There have been worse storms locally. At least there's no thunder and lightning that I can see locally. Over.
Okay, very good. Incidentally, your signal is very strong. It's way above the noise, and I can hear practically no background noise at all. Over.
Thank you. That is one other problem about the background noise you mentioned. Even though it's minimal, it's there, and I don't like that. I'm going to be in the future working on a solution to that. Back in the other room, I only had the fan to contend with of my Yaesu radio, which I used resistors to slow down and acoustical muffling and all kinds of other things. But right now, I don't have that. One moment. Okay, my power might have dropped down for a second there. So anyway, all good news, and I'll turn it back to you. By now we're after 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and maybe there are Liberty Netters out there. So you can put me on the listening position, too, and one day you won't hear any background noise. Thanks, Vic, for talking and reminiscing about all those antenna days. They sure can take a lot out of you.
There's nothing like a bad antenna day to mess up the operations of an amateur radio operator.